If I Needed You is a good song, and I think, T, have you got a mic over there, good buddy?
Sir?
He's got a mic.
I'm there.
You're not in
my monitor. Woo. I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Listen this out to Polly and Mary over there from Dunn, and also to Charlotte. They
put
like
Doc's
Towns
vocal
Bands
in number two, please.
Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Joe. Cow. She's with me now, since love showed her how to lay that pretty little hand in mine. Surely you would agree, she's a pretty sight to see and a treasure indeed for a man to find. And if I needed you, would you come to me? Come to me, love, and ease my pain. If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain. Yes, I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain.
Thank you, Doc.
Good to have you, buddy.
John, let's start with you down there. Go down.
Start with me?
Yeah, do you mind?
No, I don't mind.
You got a memory and or a tune? Or
I have.
John Cowan.
He has no memory.
He has everything. Mr. John Cowan.
Now, that's not true.
You know him, you love him.
He owes you money.
I'm a walker, so I get up early every day and walk. And I was out walking this morning, and I was thinking about Doc and Merle and Rosalie and just thinking all sorts of wonderful things about our history and our past together, and who should I run into? And I never run into Doc. I run into him here at the festival, but it must have been a God moment is all I can say. So the thing that I envy about Doc and Rosalie and Merle and their family is their sense of inclusiveness. And what I mean by that is if you pay attention to the music that goes on at this festival every year, you're going to hear everything. You're going to hear Celtic music and Cajun music and blues music. And that's the spirit of Merle that I remember. And that's the thing that I love about Doc and Rosalie is that they don't draw boundaries. If it's good, they like it and they include it. And I love that about this family, and I love that about Merle. And you know, when we were young men in the Newgrass Revival, it wasn't so much that we were rebels without a cause. We had a cause, but we were more often than not, back in the old days, rebels without applause. And, you know, it was pretty tough because when you decide you're going to do something new and different, it's a hard row to hoe. And the thing that was very sweet to us is there weren't a lot of people that were older than us that took us under their wing. And Merle took us under his wing, and Doc took us under his wing. And there was a lot of great people, great musicians that were kind to us and helpful to us and encouraged us. And they just said, you know, you guys can play, and that's all that matters to us. And so I want to publicly acknowledge that Merle was a wonderful mentor to us, as Doc has been. And this festival is a testament, I believe, to his heart and his spirit. So thank you, Doc. Thank you, Rosalie.
Thank you, John.
Um,